means to get us thinking about 2018.
Christians throughout the UK are sensing that this is a time for harvest. We're moving into a season to reap what's been sown. Hope's Dream is a growing church, showing Jesus' love and telling the Jesus story at the heart of every community. Imagine your church growing by 10% over the next 2 years. Imagine the transformed lives within those communities. The Talking Jesus research shows that hundreds of thousands of people in the UK want to know more about Jesus. They are open to the gospel. They are ready to respond. Imagine 2018. Thousands of churches, people intentionally talking about Jesus, inviting people to respond to his love, to discover fresh hope. Unless we all work together, it won't happen. We will help you plan mission, offering you something to give, something to say, and ideas for an invitation to offer. Summer fun days or harvest are great opportunities for the church to get right at the heart of its community. Or maybe it's a group of young people just coming together to say, let's wash a load of cars and do it free. The critical thing is to build friendships. These are fantastic moments for us to build on, to invite people to a special service, building the rhythm of mission around Easter or Christmas.
We know that 43% of the population, including our friends and family, many of them, actually believe that Jesus rose from the dead. But they haven't understood what that means for them and the significance that they could live by that same power. One invitation. Yes, you believe Jesus rose from the dead, but have you understood that that same power is available to you every day to live your life by?
Easter and Christmas are obvious times for churches to invite people to hear about Jesus. But sometimes we need to get out there to reach people who won't come to church. Maybe you could team up with your local food bank to make sure that every client is invited to a Christmas meal. Together we can make a difference, but we need to be intentional. Talking about Jesus, listening to people's questions, and inviting them to find out more. We need to give people opportunities to respond to Jesus and grow as his disciples. Become part of making it happen. Pray and ask God what this vision of growth looks like in your church or area. It's been great that so many churches and denominations want to be a part of Hope 2018. With God's help, as we work together in mission, with words and actions, this vision can become a reality in every church, village, town, or city, so that every community across the country will look different at the end of this year.
Okay, so Hope 2018 is something that as a church we've decided to connect to this year, and it's not going to mean that we're going to have to do anything more than what we're doing, okay? So don't worry, I'm not saying we're going to do anything more than what we're doing. What we are going to do, though, is things more intentionally, okay? So if you've been around HBC for a while, you'll know that a few years ago that almost every time we spoke, we used the word intentional. And I want to encourage you this year to be intentional about how you live your life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. And what we're going to do as a church is provide resources for you and for us together to use the rhythms of mission that are going to take place during 2018. And the first thing that we're going to do is that we're going to connect into a campaign called the 4 Points. Some of you will know about the 4 Points. It's going to lead up to Easter, and Easter is on April the 1st. This year, and we're going to provide some resources that you can use around the 4 points to engage with your local community, through your missional community, through the projects that you're involved in, through the friendships and families that you have. And so throughout the year, we're going to keep doing that. We're going to use these significant moments that are taking place. 2018 is 100 years since the end of the First World War. So there's some significant moments that are going to happen for us as a nation during 2018. And we want to connect into that. We want to link into that. So Remembrance Sunday is actually, well, Remembrance Day is actually on a Sunday. So the 11th of November is a Sunday. And so again, we're just thinking about how we can use that moment to encourage both prayer. So I was reading in my preparations for this morning that in the year 1918, the King of England at the time, who was King George V, called 3 days of national prayer. And obviously the context for that was this war that was taking place that was in its fourth year, with literally thousands of men and women being killed. And so prayer is something that, again, we want to connect into. There'll be times of prayer that we're going to have as a church. And the first moment of prayer that we're going to have together will be Monday, the 30th of January. Okay? And that will connect into our church meeting on that evening. And this building will be open during the day for people to come and pray if they want to go somewhere. But also just during that day, we want you to be praying. And we're going to give you some resources for that. And particularly, we're going to be praying around this verse for the year. Okay? So you'll know, again, if you've been around HBC, that for the last couple of years, we've used 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. As our verse for the year. Anybody brave enough to tell me what 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2 says? Since it's been our verse for 2016 and 2017. Anybody? Come on, who's going to? Now is the time for God's favor. Okay, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians 6. And we've focused on now is the time. And this verse connects into that because this is from Galatians 6, verse 9. And maybe one thing that you could do intentionally out of today is to memorize this verse. Who's up for that? Who'd like to memorize this verse? So that's something that you can do intentionally in 2018 is memorize scripture. Sometimes people say to me, how do I know so much of the Bible? Now, I've been a Christian a long time. But in my early years, I memorized scripture. So one of the things that I did, I'm not saying this to show off, so don't. I hope I'm not showing off, but I memorized the whole of Ephesians when I was a young Christian because I was so hungry for the Word of God to be in me. And if you, I can probably give you most verses. If you ask me a verse from Ephesians, it's still somewhere in the residue of my brain. It was a long time ago, but most times that God speaks to me personally is he gives me a scripture that I remember. I want to encourage you to think about that. Think about this verse. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, that's that word again, we really felt it was important to keep the connection with now. This is the time. We will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Who's ever felt like giving up? Come on, let's be honest. Most Monday mornings, if we're honest. Oh, okay, Monday is the 29th of January. Thank you for that date. I knew it was the 5th Monday of January. At least somebody was listening. I'm really impressed. Okay, so, we all have those moments when we feel like giving up. And we've been praying into this, haven't we, as a church? We talked about this in October, that we're entering into the third year of missional communities, of this restructuring and the refocusing of us as a church. And it feels like as we come into the third year, as we come into 2018, it'd be really easy to start to give up. It's like we've been working at this really hard. Lots of people have given lots of time. They've embraced change when it's not been that easy to embrace. It's like, why have you changed things, Andy, again? You know, we embrace those things, and it can easily become like, I feel like giving up. Nothing is really changing. Nothing is really happening, and particularly in the realm of harvest. Anybody feel like that sometimes? Come on. I feel like that. And I want to encourage us. This is a verse that God has spoken to us as a leadership team. And we want to encourage you to be aware of this verse in 2018. Because I believe that as we keep pressing into what God has told us to do, if we keep doing the good, if we don't give up, then I believe we will reap a harvest. And what encouraged me with the video that I showed you, that's a national initiative. It connects into what different organizations are doing, like Evangelical Alliance, Hope Together, New Wine, Fresh Streams, Care for the Family. All these different organizations have come together and said, this year we feel like this is a year of harvest. Mark, thank you. We need to stir our faith up, don't we? I know, you know, I'm like you. I thought, well, it's just like any other day, isn't it? 31st of December, you know, it's another Sunday. But there is something exciting or significant, isn't it, about the fact that we're meeting on New Year's Eve. And 2018 lies before us, and who knows what 2018 is going to hold. It'll be good, it'll be bad, and it'll be ugly. There'll be those aspects of life, won't there? But in the midst of it, we have God. But God is with us. And so let's not get tired of doing the things that we do, okay? And we'll use these different moments in the year where we'll intentionally encourage our missional communities and our missional projects, and together we'll say, right, actually we're going to be praying for harvest. We're going to be praying into the building issue that we've got, you know, the fact that we talked about the potential of a new building, the Dixon's Drive context, what is God saying to us about that? That's part of what we'll pray about on the 29th of January. We're going to be praying together, seeking God as a church. How does that sound? Are we ready to sort of just, you know, encourage ourselves not to give up? Not to give up. In what we're doing. So, what we're going to do is, I need a couple of helpers, if that's all right. I need maybe three or four helpers. Can I have three or four helpers to give things out? You're not going to do anything at the front. I'm not going to embarrass you. I just need you to give some stuff out. How are we doing? Everybody got two post-its? And a pen to write on your post-it. How are we doing? Okay. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Take two. You got two? Okay. So, with going back to Hope. So, Hope 2018... In September 2017, they brought together a whole load of people from different denominations and different ministry groups, national ministry groups. And quite a few of people that I know were at this meeting. And they were talking together about 2018 and praying together for 24 hours. And I was really taken by the fact that God spoke to them from a story in 1 Kings 18. And the story in 1 Kings 18 is that Elijah is praying for rain after 3 years of drought. And there's been 3 years of drought in the land of Israel. And he's praying and he's told to go to King Ahab and say, go eat and drink, for there is a sound of heavy rain. And he sends his servant out seven times to go and look for the rain that's coming. So I don't know about you, but if I was a servant, by the fifth time, I'd be getting a little bit knocked. It's like, there's nothing there, Elijah. And Elijah says, go back again. So on the seventh time that he goes, he sees in the distance a cloud as small as a man's hand rising in the sky. And if you know the story, what happens then is that the drought is broken and rain comes on Israel after 3 years. And I just, again, I was just struck by that they were talking about 3 years. It's like, I don't know, maybe I'm just reading things into stuff, but it's like, actually, we're 3 years as a church into the missional community. And this is our third year. And I know that there are people in your life, friends, family, neighbours, work colleagues, people that you spend time volunteering with, or you go to groups or interest groups that you are praying for. So what I want you to do, you've got two pieces of paper. I want you to write the names of five individuals on that piece of paper, on both pieces of paper, the same names on both pieces of paper. Five individuals that you are going to pray for in 2018 to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. Somebody that you would like them to know more about who Jesus is. Somebody that you would, maybe you'd have a part to play in that you could talk to them or invite them to something, I don't know. But just to be prayerful for them. You don't need to do any more than 2018, but just to pray for these individuals. Who would be the five people that you would pray for in 2018 that maybe you feel like giving up on? Because some of you have been praying for these people for a long time. But this is the time, this is the year where we're going to believe for harvest, that these individuals will begin to move towards Jesus, and we'll have that encounter, we'll have that understanding of who Jesus is, how much he loves them, and what he's done for them. So take a few minutes, maybe do it as a family. If with your family, you may have people that you as a family are reaching out to. There could be people in your missional community that are people of peace that you're already praying for. Then think about those people, write those names down. Just take a few minutes just to do that, but on both pieces of paper, write the five names. Okay? Okay, how are you doing? So what I want you to do, now you've got two post-its. One of the post-its you're going to keep, and I encourage you to stick it somewhere that you're not going to lose it. So stick it inside a Bible or stick it on your fridge or just somewhere that you can see it on a regular basis to remind you to pray for these people. And the other five, what I want us to do is we're going to bring those pieces of paper and we're going to put them, there's a couple of pieces, we're going to post them at the foot of this cross here, just symbolically bringing them to God. And we're going to stick them on two sheets of paper and we'll keep those sheets of paper as well as a church. And then we'll use them at different times throughout the year to pray together for all these individuals, okay? So, while we're doing that, I'm just going to put some music on. And we're just going to do this as an act of worship. So come when you want to come. Just leave one of your post-its on the paper that's at the foot of the blue cross. And just leave it there and we'll pray for them together in a moment or two, okay?
Awaken first.
So as I said a bit earlier, obviously prayer is the foundation for all that we're seeking God to do. And mentioned that Monday, the 29th, is a Monday. But also in February, we're going to have a 24 hours of prayer based in this building on the around about the 23rd, 24th, 25th, that weekend of February. And that's going to be in partnership with Healing Rooms. And a real focus in on seeing healing, freedom, wholeness in 2018 becoming a reality for people. Okay, and then in May, on May the 10th through to the 20th, we're going to connect into Thy Kingdom Come, which is the prayer initiative that the Archbishops of Canterbury and York have initiated over the last couple of years. And we'll be working together with other churches in Chester for those 10 days. And there'll be opportunities and resources just to focus on prayer for those 10 days. Okay? So those are things that are happening. So I want us to pray together and just listen to this prayer. And then I'll read the prayer as well.
Almighty, gracious, glorious God, we thank you for your love, mercy, and forgiveness.
We are humbled by your constant, faithful love.
At the start of a new year, we pray for a new spiritual season.
Thank you that your extravagant love means that there's no one so broken they can't be healed.
So lost they can't be found. So damaged they can't be restored.
There's no one who has wandered so far that they can't be brought home.
Lord, your love pursues us. Never resting, always searching.
You leave the 99 to find the one.
You came to seek and to save the lost.
And when you find them, all of heaven rejoices.
We thank you, Lord, that your love is not found in empty cliches.
Your love is showing in the giving of your life for us.
Your life, death, and resurrection have opened the way for us to become the children of God.
We know that the good news of Jesus is the power to change lives.
We ask that your church will have a new boldness in sharing that news.
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Give us compassion for the lost.
And confidence in the good news.
Help us to pray with passion.
Live with love.
Speak with boldness.
Make us a people of faith.
Grant your favor upon us and send us out into every village, town, and city.
We pray that lives may be changed and heaven celebrate as sinful, broken people find a loving, forgiving God.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Pray that prayer again. Almighty, gracious, glorious God, we thank you for your love, mercy, and forgiveness. We are humbled by your constant, faithful love. At the start of a new year, we pray for a new spiritual season. Thank you that your extravagant love means that there is no one so broken they cannot be healed. No one is so lost that they cannot be found. No one is so damaged that they cannot be restored. There's no one who has wandered so far that they cannot be brought home. Lord, your love pursues us. You are never resting, always searching. You leave the 99 to find the one. You came to seek and to save the lost. And when you find them, all heaven rejoices. We thank you, Lord, that your love is not found in empty cliches. Your love is shown in the giving of your life for us. Your life, death, and resurrection have opened a way for us to become the children of God. We know that the good news of Jesus is the power of God to change lives. We ask that your church may have a new boldness in sharing that news. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us compassion for the lost. Give us confidence in the good news. Help us to pray with passion, live with love, and speak with boldness. Make us a people of faith. Grant us favor upon us and thrust us out into every town, village, and city. We pray that lives will be changed and heaven will celebrate as sinful, broken people find a forgiving, loving God. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Amen. Okay, we're going to sing. This is our final song together. And as we sing this song, we're going to take our offering as well. So please do give into that offering. I know many of us give in other ways. So don't worry if the bag goes past and people don't put any money in. They're giving maybe in another way. But this morning is another opportunity for us to bring an offering to God. So let's do that as we sing this final song together.
To change one word just for today in this song. Because we sing, the sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. Can we sing, the sun comes up, it's a new year dawning, just for today? Because whatever may pass, whatever lies before us in the new year, we know that we can have confidence that God is with us, he's before us, and we can celebrate that. Okay, so if you'd like to stand.
Lord, I'll rise. at a fairground when people are pulling on ropes and it's like a competition. And it stayed with me, that picture has stayed with me for a long time. Then during the worship, it came back, and the Lord was at one end, and what he was doing, he was saying to us, don't fall over, don't give up, don't fall over. And he was pulling us up and helping us to stand. And he was saying to us, will you come up to me? Each and every one of you, will you connect with me? Will you come into my presence? Because you are my revival. You are my revival. You will be revived. And then I saw the reaper. Each of us had a scythe, a long-handled scythe, and we were bringing in the harvest. And the Lord said, you are coming into a rich harvest, but it will start with you. You are the reapers of the harvest. You will bring the harvest in. And then I had a picture of us all in unity going into the promised land. And I just saw us just glowing. We were just glowing with the presence of God. It's not many steps. It's not many steps to get there. And it's like we're an army just moving on, just moving on. To move on, we need to face forward. We need to go forward.
So let's just take a moment to respond to that. Maybe by standing together, we can just put a hand on somebody's shoulder next to us. Just to connect to somebody standing with us or sat next to us. And to the person on your right, just take a moment to pray for the person on your right. Just quietly pray for them. For the year ahead, just pray for them and for the blessing of God on them and for the year ahead. Just for the person on the right to do that for a few moments. And then when you've done that, just pray for the person on the left, just to sort of turn towards that person as you've got your hand on their shoulder. Just pray for them for the year ahead. Just pray for God's blessing and favor, that they won't grow weary. If they're feeling like giving up, that God would renew their faith this morning, renew their hope. Just as we stand together, we just thank you, Father. And then finally, just put your hand on your own heart, just to pray for yourself. Just in terms of your response into 2018. Let's remember those words from the song we sang earlier, that our confidence is in your promises and we will rest in your faithfulness. It's not about us. It's not about, in that sense, how well we do or how good we are. It's about that connection that we have with Father God, with Jesus, Son, and Holy Spirit. So, Lord, in this year ahead, help us to lean into you. As we lean into the year, Lord, as we lean into 2018, as we begin this new year, Lord, we want to lean into you, into the wind of your Holy Spirit, and to catch the wind of your Spirit, Lord, to lead us as we lean into this year, as we look ahead, Lord, to a new year, all that lies ahead. And we pray and commit to you all these people that we've written down on these post-its. Thank you that every person you know. And we're praying, Lord, that each of these people would come to know you in a deeper way than they know you today. And to encounter your love and your grace and your mercy in a fresh way in 2018, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you so much for coming. There are refreshments this morning, so please don't feel you have to rush off. But just in the side hall, there's some hot drinks. There's some mince pies in case you've not had any over Christmas. And there's some biscuits and stuff. So please do hang around and get something to eat and drink this morning. Bless you all.